Good morning, and thanks for joining us here on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. This is Jim O'Hara with a check of WVIK news at 4 after 9. Davenport nonprofit River Action's Upper Mississippi River Conference was held last week in Moline. Among the keynote speakers was author Boyce Upholt.
New Orleans author Boyce Upholt spent years researching the Mississippi River and cataloging the history in his 2024 book, The Great River, The Making and Unmaking of the Mississippi. Upholt in 2017 canoed from the bottom of the Missouri River in St. Louis out into the Gulf of Mexico, taking over 6 weeks. His book summarizes the river changing and its relationship with white settlers who viewed it as something they could control. He notes the indigenous people's belief of the Mississippi being alive.
This idea that the river is a being like us, and a being that deserves respect, that maybe deserves rights, and that we need to think about the best way to live alongside a river like the Mississippi that is so big and so flood prone is to respect it as that fellow being and say, what do you want and what do you need, and giving space for that.
I'm Brady Johnson, WVIK News.
In sports, Monday Night Football has Tampa Bay hosting Baltimore and Arizona at home against the Los Angeles Rams. WVIK Quad Cities weather, mostly sunny today, high near 82, overnight partly cloudy, low of 54. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy, breezy, 40% chance of showers before 1 p.m. and a high near 76. Coming up on Think, lost in the current conversations about reproductive rights and the value of motherhood are the voices of those who didn't choose to be childless, yearning to be a mother while not being able to. Today at noon on Think here on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. This is Jim O'Hara.